baby. She's a dizzle dizzle.
Now you're listening to NDO podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to the Niggas with Opinions podcast. Myself plus Ricky the Prince and the Vegan Trap Lord. Hey. Let's go.
We some niggas with a penis. 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 Nigga repent, nigga repent, nigga. Nigga repent, nigga repent, nigga. Nigga repent, nigga repent, nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. Nigga repent, nigga repent, nigga. Nigga repent, nigga repent, nigga. Nigga repent, nigga repent, nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm a nigga. I got a penis. You need a penis. Get up from these niggas. You need a penis. Get up from these niggas. Get up from these niggas, bitch. Get up from these niggas. Real nigga. Real a penis. Bitch. Fake nigga. Fake a penis. Bitch. Ricky recording me on his phone. Sitting on a throne that we fucking need shown. Do it on my own. Leave me alone. Bitch, I'm grown.
Hey, nigga, you stopped. Oh, I feel so good, bro. Nigga. I feel so good.
That definitely deserves a round of applause. God damn. Where did that shit come from, bro?
I felt it. Feels good, man.
I'm glad I got that shit on camera. Holy shit.
Niggas with Opinions Podcast, episode 12. Welcome back.
Damn, 12.
12.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah, with myself, Bennessy, plus Ricky the Prince, a.k.a. also known as the dynamic duo of Disorder and Dissension. And we got the Vegan Trap Lord. We got the Vegan Trap Lord with us.
Gang, gang.
Did we get this nigga a mic?
Doesn't matter.
It's on the table.
Should we? No, he's pouring drinks. Let him finish work first. Let him finish the Lord's work first.
How y'all doing, though? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man.
Feeling great. Feeling amazing.
This weekend was Father's Day.
Yes.
Rick, how was your Father's Day? What'd you do?
It was amazing. Well, I didn't really do much. I asked Maya to leave the house and let me have time to myself.
So isn't that the best Father's Day gift when they leave you the fuck alone?
Ever.
Oh, they know.
Ever.
They know.
No baby crying, no daddy can you, daddy can you, babe, none of that.
That's a real Father's Day gift. Get them the fuck away from me. That's the real gift.
And then when she got home, she's like, okay, let's go to the beach. So me, her, and the girls went to the beach, and it was cool. Then we went to go see my dad. So yeah, it was pretty chill.
That's beautiful.
What'd you do?
Oh, shit. I woke up pretty shit-faced from like a beach party.
Mm-hmm.
So the boy and his mother, they took me out to brunch. It was pleasant. Nigga ate waffles and talked. It was cool. Then they left me the fuck alone. I took a really long nap. I got up, got high, and performed. It was a good day.
I want to ask you, how was your performance?
It was groovy. We did it was like a dating game format, so you pretty much go in there and freestyle. I like doing the non-conventional shows.
Nice.
Let me flex different kind of muscles and shit, so it was groovy. I liked it.
How was your Father's Day, Chris?
My Father's Day was cool. I played basketball in the morning. That was fly as hell. I got breakfast made for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a little vegan vibe. What would that put us? Oh man, I got tickets to go see Manchester City and I think it's Chelsea.
What's that?
Soccer game. But I'm getting to like go on the floor.
Oh, it's on some World Cup shit,
bro. It's
gonna be lit. Come on. Okay, yeah.
I got
a
jersey. She got me a custom jersey with my name on the back.
Don't get fucked up. You know I don't like niggas over there.
Nah, yeah. I'm going in there. It's open bar for like the first 3 hours.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna go crazy.
Now Ben, pull out king. How was your regular ass Sunday? What'd you do?
That nigga's a
bitch.
Father.
Yes,
all them kids in Haiti. All them kids in Haiti.
I just went to go see my old boy. That's all I did. Went to go see the OG. It was nice, chill. Yeah, all we did was I just watched them drink whiskey.
That's all. Like, they don't want shit. Yeah. They just want a sturdy handshake and a thank you for raising
just
me.
Just look me in my eye,
tell me thank you.
Sit down and drink himself into a coma.
Good. That shit. My parents have always been too Christian to do cool shit like that. Like, I will never be able to get drunk with my father. Like, even though he's a scumbag, he fakes Christian, so he'd never do it with me.
Yeah, my mom cursed me out for not spending Father's Day in the house of the Lord because she's super Christian. And to her, Sunday should, you know, only be spent in church. So she gets really upset when she sees that I'm at brunch.
How could you not spend Father's Day with the Heavenly Father? It only makes sense.
I felt really bad.
Okay, so I guess we have to take this time. It happened today. Rapper XXXTentacion passed away. Moment of silence for XXXTentacion. That's long enough. He was only 20.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, how do we feel about it?
Sad, man. It's a really sad day, bro. When I first saw it on Twitter, I thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was serious.
Funny, you piece of shit. I don't like that you're not keeping the same energy. He's a fuckface. I believe we have 7 episodes of you calling him a fuckface, a fuck nigga, a freak, a piece of shit. Because he's dead doesn't make him any less of a piece of shit. Tell me, I don't want that new shit. Give me the energy. Don't be a bitch. Now's the time.
Okay. No, what I was basically saying is that a man lost his life. A kid lost his life.
Oh, he's a kid now.
Yeah, a kid
he's
lost a kid. His life.
Fuck you. He's a kid.
I mean, because his music is shit. I mean, his music's not going to get any better.
His music is good, bro. You have to give it a shot.
Get the fuck out of here. Music is shit, bro.
On a real level, I just started listening to it, like, not that long ago.
It's not that bad, bro.
It's not that bad.
On a new album, but he had a song. He had a song that I like.
No, he has a lot of bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. In order to really appreciate his music, you got to kind of forgive him for all of that shit.
And find your way. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a song on there I really like called Moonlight. Moonlight. That shit was dope.
He's going to have one or two.
Yeah.
So, the story was the nigga was motorcycle shopping. And the Shade Room posting a picture of him actually shopping, which is kind of creepy because you don't even know that's how the Jack Boys got him.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's an attempted robbery, and I guess they shot him up and took whatever the fuck they were going to take. Not a Lambo, which is fucking weird, but whatever. And they left him there. So, like, the videos that the people leaked online were kind of showing him just kind of laying there lifeless. And me and Ricky were talking, and we were like, the way his hands were curled up, it was like, my nigga, those are dead nigga hands, bro.
He's dead.
Like when they curled up like that, that mortar start setting in, nigga, like, I mean, ugh.
I've seen plenty of dead niggas, man.
And those are dead niggas.
Those dead hands.
Oh, my God. If you start curling up like that, bro.
I remember when I worked at the hospital, amateur hospital, you know, mainly old patients that goes there. And a lot of those patients would die, you know.
And when they go, they start curling up.
They start curling up. And when I saw them hands, I was like, yeah, plus he's done.
Toes curled too, don't
he? Yeah, he had it.
Yeah. He was, the way he was just sitting there, it was just like, yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
But my thing is, like this is why rich niggas don't like going back to their hometowns. Because that's where the fucking haters are. Like, that's where the niggas.
Oh, he wasn't even on, like, to say. Like, he was on, but he wasn't.
He was shopping, bro. Like, he just got off house arrest. You understand what I'm saying to you? So it wasn't like he was even out like that.
So the house arrest was, if he was still on house arrest, he'd be alive.
Right? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, but, nigga, you know, when it's your time, nigga, a chandelier fall on you, you slip and fall on the rug, heart attack, it's going to happen.
In-house.
It's going to happen.
Look at Rich the Kid.
Hey, see, I don't know why his misfortune is a little bit funnier. I guess it's because he's not dead.
Yeah.
But it just—he
was set up.
He annoys me. I'm kind of glad he got hurt. I don't know how. I don't know.
Uzi 1. Oh, Uzi 2.
Uzi sassy ass brought the fade. It was him versus like 7 of Rich Kid niggas, and ain't nobody wanted the smoke.
It's about to be a sweep. Rich
the Kid hit like a 4 flat. He got the fuck
Uzi's
out of
Uzi's one of the realest young niggas out here, I guess. He tried to fight him through 7 other niggas. The nigga long-legged ass leaped over a counter.
Niggas forget that Uzi's from Philly.
He's from Philly.
Where's
Rich the Kid from?
That's right.
Don't let the piercings fool you.
Don't let the piercings and the purses and all that shit fool you.
You have to understand, because he's the way he is, he got bullied. He had to learn how to fight. fucking, okay, so interestingly enough, right, when the news broke out about X passing away, 6ix9ine came out and he kind of, he tweeted, he was, well, he posted an Instagram comment. He was like, man, sometimes I be tripping, I be going overboard with the trolling. And then I was like, ah, fuck you. And then he did an Instagram video, like a minute long, and he, his face is all somber, is all serious. I think we got the audio from that bitch. You got that shit?
It's a little too late for that, bro.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
Them niggas want your head, bro. It's a price tag on Tekashi's head. Are you going to cry when he passes?
Are you talking to bitch?
Who else would I be talking to, motherfucker? You his only fan on this bitch.
I'm waiting for it.
He said, are you talking to me? Yeah, nigga. You the only one that listen to this shit music.
Wait, here you go.
Sometimes I just feel like I do too much trolling. Sometimes I feel like I just do too much. And tomorrow's not promised, you know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes someone might get the wrong image of me. You could be here today and be gone tomorrow. X spread nothing but positivity. Nothing but positivity. Always called me on the phone. Danny, are you okay? Danny, yo, you doing this the right way. Just try to do more of this. Like, you could call me. Talk to me. Like, what's going on?
You still gonna die. I said, you still gonna die.
Yeah, you do still
die. I'm not buying this shit.
Knowing that he's nothing but positive. Nobody wants to harm him.
Fuck that shit. Cut it off, Ben. Thank you. He is using this boy's death as an excuse to take the smoke off of him.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work.
Mm-mm. If it, you got a mic.
Of course I do.
Oh shit, I wish you was recording that.
You know what I'm saying? That's why the video is so important. Nah, but differently, like, I think at the end of the day, when it comes to Tekashi, he has a habit of wanting to be, like, in every conversation.
Right.
I think this is another ploy to be in what I believe is going to be the hip-hop conversation moving forward, because his fan base is very, like, cult-like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he has a cult-like following. So I think he's going to be a part of the hip-hop conversation for a long time.
Because of his antics.
Yeah. So if it does come to the fact that he passes, it'll be...
He'd be immortalized.
Forever.
Like, he'd be, like, kind of like the way niggas used Biggie and Pac to, all right, guys, we can beef, but we got to tone it down because, you know, Biggie and Pac, you know, if we never... So it's like they're going to use him as that hip-hop gone too far story for the new generation.
Joe Budden predicted this. He said on his podcast, niggas in hip-hop are going to start dying because the shit is getting too far with these niggas, man. Like,
I mean, but
no one's holding these kids accountable for some of the shit they're saying and doing.
It's terrible that he died.
It's horrible.
However, I think it's very necessary that the children understand that shit's very real.
Yeah.
Okay? And that all these niggas aren't just saying song lyrics. Some of these guys believe they're gangsters. Worse, some of these guys are gangsters. Yeah. And they shoot people. That shit isn't just song lyrics. It's just true.
And it's sad. It's not only is sad that it happened, but it happened in his hometown. And he was supposed to be doing a charity event tomorrow here. So,
and I also want to state for the record that this was not Dade County niggas. Dade County niggas had nothing to do with this. This happened in the mean streets of Deerfield Beach.
Deerfield Beach.
Okay, those
broad fucking, daylight.
Those fucking Broward niggas don't give a fuck. They have no couth. These dread headed, gold teeth, slack jawed niggas. They don't give a fuck.
Man.
He's uncouth.
Cold blooded.
Matter of fact, here I am with two Broward niggas as I speak. You fucking wild monkey niggas. You fucking wild jackal niggas. Because Dade niggas used to be the tough guys, but for the past 20 years, Broward has had some shit to prove. Remember and here
back,
it is.
Remember back in the days, they used to say, Broward cowards.
Broward cowards. That shit was Coward County for a long time. Coward County is so catchy.
It's so funny.
But now, these Broward niggas are shooting rappers in broad daylight. On a completely happier note.
I don't claim Broward or Dade. Fuck it. It's all government owned land. I just want to live my life. Fuck all of you.
That's what you say when you're city trash. On a happier note, Drake responded to Pusha T in a really happy manner. He went back to fucking high school. The video was lit as fuck, though.
I never watched.
You didn't watch it?
Nope.
You're a dick. Why not?
We don't support. we don't support.
You said he's pussy. Dead.
He died,
wipe yourself off. You're bleeding.
Pussy.
The shit was groovy. So Drake did the video for "He's Upset," and he did the "Grassy High," and he had the nigga who shot him, and he got revenge. And it was adorable. It was cool.
That shit was cute, I guess. I mean, whatever.
You get revenge on Pusha T, though.
We ain't forget, fuck nigga.
Tick, tick, tick. I heard his mom chimed in, too.
God, why is she fucking say anything? His mom said, like, they asked her, how do you feel about rap beef? She said, quote, unquote, in my opinion, I think it's childish. They're too old for it.
666.
It is the typical, it's like, it's textbook Jewish mom shit.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have asked it, bro.
Even the dad said something.
No, but the dad spazzed out. It was more niggerish. He went real. He said some
weird shit too about women. Talking about women.
Oh,
he said some crazy shit.
When he said, don't go to their hotel rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Feminist Twitter ain't like that shit.
Yeah, apparently TMZ pulled up on him after he was clearly intoxicated. He was clearly intoxicated, and they asked him about the Me Too movement. And he responded saying, y'all shouldn't be in their hotel rooms to begin with. Basically saying, like, don't go to the rooms.
He's victim blaming.
Pretty much.
That is an old school country nigga, man. What the fuck they expect?
Verbatim, I remember him saying, take your ass home, is what he said.
You can't, come on, bro. You can't ask niggas like him about Me Too. It's like asking my dad about Me Too.
Yeah. Oh, Me Too, Me Too, Me Too.
You can't fucking ask my dad about fucking Me Too. That's not fair, bro. Like, some niggas are beyond that shit.
Ask my dad about it too. Me too. Me too what?
Me too kisa.
Me too what?
That's just not fair. So speaking of Me Too, right? They're trying to hem up the most talented man on the planet, Jamie Foxx. There are allegations with a woman who's trying to bring up charges against my dog for slapping her with his dick. Now, I want to say how legendary this is. because there are lots of ways to violate women. Tons of ways. Right. However, to be so bored and creative that you slap her with your dick, of all things you can do with it, I applaud you, Jamie. I celebrate you. But they're trying to drag him down. And the best part is no one's going for that shit. No one's riding the train. The feminists don't give a fuck. The Me Too movement doesn't give a fuck. No one's buying the dick slap.
Because we all know under what circumstances a dick slapping happens.
He just went
bro.
Too
Come
far.
On.
He was Come getting on, his man. Dick sucked. And he said, you know what? Getting it sucked isn't enough.
If you got it out and it's close enough to your face already, you kind of already
Come
like,
on.
In a compromising position for that argument.
Take that.
Vehemently denied it though. But I'll say one thing: Ben has definitely dick slapped women.
Oh, you like the type? You like you do fancy shit? Do the little Zorro Z on their face?
Why he has his fucking costumes on?
You know what? I'm gonna give Ricky a round of applause because he pulled that all the way out of the depths of his ass. Good job.
You were doing nothing.
Good job. Amazing.
Oh, God.
So what's supposed to happen to Jay? Okay, so what? He dick slapped somebody. What?
Not just that. I believe the allegation is like 13 years old. He must have dick slapped on the fucking set of the Jamie Foxx show.
Fucking Braxton.
Bro-Ab, are you dick slapping me?
Oh, shit.
Come on, bro. Shit, hey, completely random. Anybody hear Nas shit?
I did.
Everybody.
I listened to it
at least 20 times.
It's a good. I like at least three.
It's a great album.
I love at least three of them.
I love the whole album. After probably the 10th time, it took some getting used to the first two songs. That second one is really kind of like.
I thought that
Cop Shot the Kid shit.
The beat was really busy. Like it's a really busy.
It's a
beat.
Lot going on.
It's a busy sample.
Yeah.
I feel Kanye could have made that cleaner, but like. I thought Nas did a decent job of finding those crevices to flow within.
Oh, nah, yeah. If you hear the content in what he's talking about,
it's just bosh. The beat has a lot going on.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The drums are abrasive, and then it's just like it's never good to have a single that's saying a sentence. That shit's Cop Shot the Kid, Shop Kid. I mean, but the fucking song with the Dream and
amazing.
Kanye, oh my God.
Everything.
I miss singing Kanye.
The one
Kanye.
You like is Adam and Eve.
No, the other one.
No, everything.
I like Adam and Eve, but the other one.
And one is called. The other one's called Everything.
Everything. Everything is the one that I love. Yeah. Everything is the one that I love. I miss singing Kanye, bro. He's really good.
Yeah.
I miss Kanye. Like on that spaceship shit.
Yeah.
Like when he's singing, that shit's good as
fuck. My favorite track on the album, I like Cop Shot the Kid. I could definitely hear that in Wynwood.
Definitely. That's a Wynwood record. Outside, breezy, smoking weed. Yes, it's a Wynwood record.
Wood Tavern, specifically.
Yes.
Specifically Wood Tavern, with all the stoners. But I particularly enjoyed Bonjour. I love that song.
Good
that sample
feel.
Is so
good
mean.
Groovy feel.
Oh, that's classic Kanye production. It's a good album, though, man.
I mean, the problem is that Jay-Z's feelings are still hurt by Ether. It still hurts him. So he still needs to sabotage Nasir. Because on the very same day, him and his husband, Beyonce, dropped a fucking joint album.
Yeah.
I believe it's Everything Is Love, is what it's called.
Yeah,
I haven't heard it yet because I'm not paying the fee. But like,
it's on Apple Music now.
It is?
Yeah. I think I heard that. I don't pay for time.
Well, then I'm going to play it on the way home. I'm going to play because I feel like it's going to
be. Just don't fall asleep at the wheel.
How many tracks?
It's like 9.
It's not 4.
Oh, come on. So there were 9?
It's a snooze fest.
It's not 4.
You guys are full of shit. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Beyonce's
going to be good. Let's not be dicks.
Come on.
Beyonce's trying to rap on there. It sounds awful.
I don't like rapping Beyonce.
It's awful.
Just because Rihanna did it. No, please.
Yeah. You're not Rihanna. Stop.
I don't like rapping Beyonce.
You'll never be Rihanna.
I don't like rapping T-Pain. Rap. I don't need any of that shit. Sing. I need you singing.
The album is a snooze fest, bro.
Are you sure? I feel like you didn't give it because you hate Jay-Z, you hate Beyonce. I can't take it from you.
No. Here's where you're wrong. I love Jay-Z. He's my favorite rapper ever.
Oh, fuck you. I'm going to take
he
it
is.
From
He is. My favorite rap album of all time is Black Album.
What was on the Black Album? How do you remember?
Encore, December 4th.
Singles, come on. December 4th.
Yeah.
What's December 4th?
Okay, Dirt Off Your Shoulders was
okay, now we're talking about some shit.
So I like Beyonce too. I liked her more, you know, back in the day. You know, she was I used to have a big crush on her, but I mean, she's cool. The album to me wasn't all that. What I would have loved was for them to drop that album on the same day Drake dropped his shit.
Why?
Oh, I would have loved that shit.
So
let
them
that
shit
nigga
or
know
Nas.
Who really got the power. Let that nigga really know who got the fucking power. Nah, bitch. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I don't think they share the same fans at this point, though.
But do you think they would really make that challenge, like, for real, for real?
Because
that's
yeah.
putting it up against a lot. Like, you trying to go up against Drake, let's not, even though he's dead, let's not act like when his album drops, the whole world's not going to stream it just to hear the subs.
That's why I'm calling them cowards.
And then apparently, they say that Drake has like an entire explanation for what's going on. So he's going to have to reveal this son. I can't wait to hear it. Because there's a date. It's the 29th. It's dropping.
Yeah.
It's a date.
Fuck him. He's using it to
date.
Sell albums.
You're going to play it, bitch. You're going
to
play it.
Yeah, it's a talk
You're
going to
play
it.
Course, You're going to fucking play
after
it.
After hearing that More Life bullshit. But listen, they dropped it on the day after Nas dropped his shit.
I think it's the same
Knowing
day.
That people are boycotting the Nas album because Kanye's on it. So he's already at a disadvantage there. This shit was Jay-Z did this shit on purpose.
Hip-hop's not boycotting Nas's album.
No one's boycotting Nas's album.
Hip-hop isn't, but a lot of people are.
Anybody who's going to play Nas is still playing Nas.
That's what I was going to say. Like anybody boycotting him.
New Nas fans listen. Might do because of that shit, but like Queens definitely isn't boycotting Nas's shit. I don't hear
that.
But
Queens is not all of the world. There's a lot of hurt people who are not listening to anything related to Kanye who are hip-hop heads.
Nas has all the sales he was going to have. Let's put it like that.
You think so?
I don't think Kanye changes anything. If anything, Kanye gets some more. The controversy, the buzz gets some more. Because the reason why Kanye's albums are still selling like fucking hotcakes is because he made niggas mad to make white folks, or make a whole bunch of more white folks happy. He's supplementing that money. They will be fine.
I still think it's bullshit they dropped that album.
Speaking of bullshit, a player hater called Clifford Harris... ministering to somebody backstage. It's the footage was too hazy to see what he might have been doing back there. However,
it looked like he was slapping on the ass.
Allegedly. Ooh. What the fuck are you doing?
I said that's what it looked like.
How do you allegedly slap somebody on the ass with the ass slapping hand?
Because
motion?
We don't know what she sat
what
on.
What were you doing?
There could have been dust. Could have been a fly. All kind of. There are so many things to explain why he had to put a fucking tiny, bro. Play. You need to stop recording. That's real fucked up. Why would you shade room this shit?
What, like, what kind of bitch ass nigga does some shit like that?
What type of motivation? What motivates you to record a nigga living his life and then just putting it on a shade room?
These whole ass niggas want to go viral. That's all.
Are you
is.
Famous now? Are you?
Nope.
I mean, like. Okay.
Do you have the millions of dollars you were looking for? Is that?
It's whack, bro. That shit is terrible. Is him and Tiny still together? I thought they were divorced.
I believe they were separated, but they're working that shit out. Like, bro, you have 10,000 kids together. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Fucking nobody knows. Wants either of you. Stay with each other.
Apparently, somebody wants Tia.
Nah, they want to fuck and they want his money, but don't anybody want to be a stepmom to a fucking football team? Fuck that shit.
I know plenty of women who would want to be a stepmom to a football team.
Okay, because he's Tia.